Well, here we go. Another hour of the Power Hour. My name is Sam, and I'm honored to have been asked to come back today. I know Catherine is doing such an amazing job on keeping this machine rolling. And I used to be on the Power Hour, I think, 7 years ago with Daniel. Long, long, long time ago. So it's really amazing to be asked to come back on and to fill in today when she is needing that kind of help. We need to support the Power Hour and Catherine and her lovely mother as much as we can, obviously, and to support BBS Radio. Because I tell you what, free speech, wow, how precious. How precious is free speech? It's a gift given to us by our creator, who gave us a voice box. And I actually have been really crying this morning because, you know, if this was my last day on earth and I had a chance to speak to more than one person, what would I speak? What would I use my breath for? My breath is such a gift. And that's one thing we all have in common, right? We're all breathing. I mean, we're not, I mean, unless you're on a Remdesivir respirator, and they're killing you, which I'm still very angry about. Fauci's a liar and a murderer, as well as all those doctors in the killing fields in the hospitals. But that's not the issue right now. And but let me mention, while I mention that, there's a lot of hurting people out there, and there are still millions that have been damaged by bioweapons that are framed and formulated and marketed as vaccines. As a matter of fact, I found an article when I was looking earlier today. I need to just read you over here. I don't know if they still do this book, but these were books that were like put out once a year, and this is from 2009, and it's called Censored, and the top 25 censored stories of 2007 and 2008. And I have a few of these, and I just happened to find this article. It's called The Gardasil Cell Job. You may have heard, and they're still doing it, Gardasil, which is supposed to be some vaccine that protects your child from 6 kinds of cancer. Gardasil kills children. Gardasil maims children. Gardasil destroys children's lives. And I don't know how many they've murdered since then. But Gardasil, and by the way, HPV, sexually transmitted disease, it can go away on its own. It doesn't cause cancer. So this whole thing is so contrived and so awful, but I just wanted to mention that Gardasil, I mean, you can do your own research. And that's another thing I used to say. I used to say this on the Power Hour. Don't believe anything that I say. Absolutely not. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, man. I would suggest that you don't believe a word anybody says anymore because there's so many liars. That's actually hard to believe. There's so many liars. When I grew up, I don't really recall anybody lying. I just don't recall it. And when people did lie, they got caught like right away. And all these liars, mentiras, all these liars are going to be caught, and they're all going to go to hell in time, and maybe before their time. I think it depends on our reaction and our repentance and our ability to cry out to the Creator and tell the Mighty One that made you and made me and made my voice box and your voice box and your spleen and your kidney and your liver and your heart and your lungs and your bones and your flesh and your hands and your feet and your head and your brain and your hippocampus and your thymus and your thalamus and your amygdala and all the other amazing things that you walk around with and in your spine, your vagus nerve. Wow. Wow. And you know, you can talk to your body. If I'm ever allowed to come back on the Power Hour, I'll share an experience with you about how I really learned what it means to do that and to love myself, because I didn't for a long, long time. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't really know how. I mean, there was an experience in my life where, you know, decades and decades where I was like really hated by somebody. And it was like, whoa, I must be bad. You know, I must not be nice. And of course, we've all made mistakes. We've all done stupid things. You know, I used to call it the arrogance of my ignorance, the ignorance of my arrogance. And if I ever write another book, I think that's what I'll call it. The arrogance of my ignorance and the ignorance of my arrogance. But the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you don't love yourself, how are you ever going to love your neighbor? It's impossible. It's impossible. So if, like I said, if I'm allowed to come back sometime on this broadcast, I will share that journey. It's really actually been recent. It took a long time for me to go, oh, that I can love myself. I mean, if the Creator made me and he loves me and he died on that torture stake for me, I can love myself. But anyway, that's a whole other topic. We're back on Gardasil. And, you know, the Satan hates you and wants you dead. I think Satan runs the U.S. government, obviously. That's pretty obvious right now. And they want you dead. And the people that are flying in the airplanes with shooting all those chemtrails out, and that's been going on for, 20 years? They want you dead. When I see those planes in the sky and they're spewing out all those poisons, the barium, the aluminum, the mitotoxins, they actually spray like little nano particles that go into your brain, and they go into the synapses of your brain, and not only can they make you like lethargic and stupid and sick and die, but it makes you much more susceptible to mind control. It's kind of like the same idea that they put in the bioweapons that they call vaccines, like the COVID bioweapon that was developed over, 15, 20 years? I don't know, long time. These are murderers and liars and deceivers, and they're of the devil. I mean, let's just make that clear. This is evil. This is life and death evil. And we can only fight it with the power of the Creator of the universe. And I learned, and I want to say this again, I explained it yesterday, but I learned that the name of the Creator of the universe, his name is not God, man. His name is not God. You know, money is a god. Your girlfriend's a god. Your boyfriend's a god. You know, your business is your god. You know, what do you admire? What do you spend time with? You know, what do you do? Whatever, you know, that can be your god. Do you think the Creator of the universe would call himself some stupid Teutonic name? No, his name is higher. His name is a name above every name, a name above every name, even the name above the angels. And there's a whole lot of people that are in this country illegally that are named Jesus, Jesus. So that's not his name either. That's not his son's name. From what I've learned, the name of the Creator, and that's who we need to call out to. And if we don't know his name, and actually, you know, it was purposeful that we would not know his name, just like it's purposeful that those things in the sky, oh no, those are just contrails. There's no such thing as chemtrails. Oh no, there's really not weather control. You know, there's really not lasers going up and directing these hurricanes to, you know, Maui. Well, that wasn't a hurricane. Those are just direct enemy lasers. North Carolina, which, by the way, oh my gosh, do I ache. Oh, I ache. Oh my gosh, how do I ache for those folks. North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia. I think Florida got spared just a little bit. So what I hear, the cone kind of collapsed as it was going in. I heard, I could be wrong. Like I said, don't believe me. Do not believe me. Do not believe me. There's only one entity you can trust, and that's the Creator of the universe, whose name is the sound of your breath that I was speaking about just a few minutes ago. That's the inbound breath. And we all do it, right? Are you breathing? While you're listening to the Power Hour, are you breathing?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we're supposed to breathe through our nose mostly because of the filtering process, but breathing in the sound, and your heartbeat is the same name. Yahwah, 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 Yahwah. The heart forms 18 days inside the womb of a mother. Wow. That's a whole other topic. 65 million abortions in this country. I don't think that counts the chemical ones where folks just, you know, get on their telemedicine computer and they order a pill and the pill gets sent in their mailbox and they just pop it and then they have like a miscarriage. But they can also die, but they don't know that because they're young and stupid. So sad. So sad. Anyway, the sound of breath is the sound of our Creator's name. The inbound breath. And I learned this listening to Christian World Media on the ClassicRedneckRadio.com channel on a broadcast called Remember the Law of Moses. This is where I learned this. I didn't make this up. I learned it from an authority who knows Yahweh. Anyway, Yah is a Hebrew word that means open hand, open window, man of war. It's masculine. And Wah is the outbound breath, which means she, her, wisdom. So there you got male and female right there in your breath. So all these transgender industrial complex liars and murderers and deceivers and demonically filled people who want everybody to be a robot and destroy the ability for people to procreate, they're going to go to hell too, unless they repent. Unless they repent. I mean, what's repentance? It means you don't do the things you used to do. It means you obey the Ten Commandments. It means you surrender to the Creator. You turn from your wicked ways. You turn from your wicked ways, and we have the opportunity to do that. It's the most amazing time in America right now because it's the worst it's ever been. I mean, really, look around. We're not fighting your local mayor. We're not fighting your local school board. We're not fighting Brandon and Commie or Abomination we're fighting the devil. We're fighting the demons inside these people. And Yahushua, his name is not Jesus. His name is not Jesus. There's no J in Hebrew. That's a made up name. I believed that for so long. Matter of fact, I used it. I mean, that name used to, you know, I actually used that name and had some positive things that happened with that name 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But once I found out, and I think, you know how when you do something wrong for a long time and you just don't know, and then your mom or your dad or your friend or whatever says, you know, you've been doing that wrong for a while, man, and you ought not to be doing that anymore. And then you go, oh. Yeah, you're right. Could be something simple like drinking Diet Dr. Pepper. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, that's got aspartame in it. And it gives mice brain tumors. They tried to keep it off the market back in the 70s, but Donald Rumsfeld, murderer, liar, deceiver, sorcerer, he, you know, the known knowns, the unknown knowns, the knowns that are unknown, blah, blah, blah. War in Iraq, that guy, Rumsfeld, he was Secretary of Defense? Wow. Anyway, he's the one that was the president of the Searle, S-E-A-R-L-E company that brought aspartame to market. People were trying to keep it off the market, man. They were trying to keep that killer off the market. Now it's all a Nutrisweet. Every diet soda you drink, aspartame. Brain tumor, aspartame. Danger, Will Robinson. So, anyway, we're fighting demonic principalities and powers, and we have to talk to our Father in heaven. And we have to talk to his Son, by whose blood was shed, that we can approach the most kadosh, which is translated as holy, honorable, powerful, amazing creator of the universe. And we go, wow, I am so sorry for what I've been doing. Please forgive me. And then you don't do it anymore. You don't lie anymore. You don't lie anymore. You don't steal anymore. You don't commit adultery anymore. You honor your parents. You find out that the names of the days of the week are like pagan gods, and you don't say those names anymore. And I mean, there's just, I may read the Ten Commandments again later today, but sin, actual sin, what is sin? A lot of people think sin is smoking a cigarette. I mean, that's not good for you. Don't get me wrong. And actually, you know what? It's not the nicotine. It's not the nicotine that hurts you. Nicotine, I think Dr. Brian Artis in the last couple of years was talking about nicotine actually attaches to certain receptors to keep certain pathogens away, like the COVID thing, which there are no viruses. But anyway, nicotine, it's the SHIT that they put in the wrapper. It's the crap they put in the nicotine. That's what will kill you. It's all the additives, you know. So anyway, like smoking and swearing, like if you think swearing is like, you know, I mean, that's fidelity under the consent of a king. Those aren't really the words that are swearing, actually, which is astonishing when you think about it, because everybody uses those words. And they're not, I mean, you don't need to use those words necessarily, but the real swear words to our Creator, the words that make Him very, very angry, are when we say the names of the days of the week. Now, like I said, don't believe me. Do your own research. But the names of the days of the week are named after pagan gods. Moonday, Monday, Tuesday, the god of justice, Wednesday, Witches' Day, Woden's Day, Thursday, Thor, the god of thunder, Friday, Frigga, the fish god, Saturday, Saturnalia, Satan's Day, Sunday, the sun god day. All those names of the days of the week. I think it was in the Greek time that they used to have all these pagan gods, like up in the Parthenon or whatever. And they had all these gods, you know, but there's one creator. His name is Yahweh. His name is the sound of your breath, not Yahweh. Yahweh. It just rolls off your tongue. It's so beautiful. And Satan wants to take that from you. He wants to kill you, man. He wants to kill you through the chemtrails in the air, through the bioweapons forced in your arm. And I think we have like about a minute left. I'm sort of brand new again back here on the Power Hour, finding out this timing and everything like this, but I thought I'd share this little 2012 ditty that I wrote, because the number one enemy in your home is the television. And I wrote this, it's called TV is Where the Happy Is, and I think I'll share it. TV is where the happy is. It comes with meals just for the kids. Got no time for feeding them. TV is where the happy is. Drones are dropping, wars are raging, the microwaves are popping. TV is where the happy is. The feds are knocking. They hear what you're thinking. They track what you're spending. Bill of Rights? It's all broken. But keep those channels rolling. Promoting pills. Big Pharma selling. TV. Oh, that's where the happy is. Throw it out. Say no to the cable. Save a couple $100 on your cable bill. Throw out the television. This is the Power Hour. Whew, my name is Sam, and I am, I'm just really blown away and honored that I am sitting here in front of a microphone being able to speak, and I thank you for that. I will give out the phone number. We might take some calls over the next hour or so. I think we got 22 minutes. We're going to go to a break here pretty soon, and then there's like another break, and then there's a couple minutes where we might be able to take calls. I don't know if anybody out there is listening, but Yahweh knows, and the number is 888-429-5471. We can't take any calls until like maybe 12:40, something like that. 888-429-5471. And this is a free speech zone. Like I said, don't believe anything I say, but do your own research. This is the Power Hour. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about all these toxic chemical exposures that they're putting in the food, the water, the air. Satan wants you dead, but Yahweh wants you alive and healthy so that we can fight the enemy with everything we have. And that's how we come to him, with everything that we are, because he made us in our mother's womb for such a time as this. Every single one of us that are alive right now, that can walk, that can think, that can, I mean, you know, I'm going to take that back. If you're alive and you have to sit in a chair, you can fight the devil. We can all fight him by what we say, what we think, how we act, how we speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And let's use our tongue. Let's use our heart. Let's use our mind. Let's use our being to fight the enemy at hand, because, you know, one angel can take out 200,000 demons just like that. This is the Power Hour. My name is Sam. Really grateful to be here. And thank you, Catherine, for allowing me to have another day of being able to share just a little bit of what I've learned over a while. I'm going to share when we come back, because I haven't heard the music yet. There was a website back in 2014, and it was calling Bite Labs, and it was talking about eating celebrity meat and how they were encouraging people to get, like, Ellen DeGeneres to send them a cell so they could make salami out of it. And I was trying to find out if this is still in existence, but I wrote a little ditty about it. It's kind of funny. But, I mean, they're making crap for your children to eat that will kill them. And we want you to be aware of some of these things. I'm so grateful you're listening to the Power Hour. And if I sound a little, like, hesitant because I don't hear any music yet and I don't really have a studio clock, so I will just continue to speak until that music comes on. Let's just say we want to make sure that we know what is sin. It's transgression of his law. There we go. I hear it now. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll come back after this. I'm Sam on the Power Hour. Thank you so very much.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour Live every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. Join us for dynamic discussions and call in with your questions or comments at 888-627-6008. Can't make it live? No worries. You can catch the replay anytime 24/7 by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay in the loop? Sign up for our daily newsletter to get show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. And if you're a podcast fan, we've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, the Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour. Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My name is Sam, filling in today for Catherine, so sweet and kind to allow me to come back. I was part of the Power Hour back in 2017 for a while with Daniel, and it's just rather amazing that I am here again. You may have heard about the EPA's new rule where they're going to try to get rid of lead. Well, they're going to get rid of, they say, lead-contaminated tap water that has affected many. I think they give $3 billion to replace lead pipes, and there's no safe level of lead, basically. But I found this interesting. This was a little information I found from Dr. Circus. I remember interviewing, actually, on the Power Hour, Dr. Circus eight years ago. The Romans knew that lead could cause serious health problems, even madness or death. And they decided they didn't know that everyday low level exposure to this metal rendered them vulnerable to chronic lead poisoning, even while it spared the full horrors of acute lead poisoning. But Roman engineers brought down the Roman Empire when they replaced their stone aqueducts with lead pipes for the transport of drinking water, which turned much of the Roman population into neurological cripples. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? But, I mean, let's talk about what's flowing through those pipes, right? Let's flowing through those lead pipes. Fluoride has been, flowing for 50 years, saying that it's good for your teeth. But much of the fluoride in a book that really tells the truth, Christopher Bryson wrote a book a number of years ago called The Fluoride Deception, and where it says dentists are unaware that much of the fluoride added to the drinking water is an industrial waste, and it's scrubbed from smokestacks of Florida phosphate fertilizer mills to prevent it from damaging livestock and crops in the surrounding countryside. And he continues, in a sweetheart deal, these phosphate companies are spared the expense of disposing this fluosilic acid in a toxic waste dump instead. It's added to municipalities, shipped in rubber-lined tanker trucks to reservoirs across North America, and injected into drinking water so that you don't have cavities, which is all a lie. I still remember Pinellas County, Florida, at one time made the right decision to get the fluoride out of the water. And there were politicians that were running for commissioner or some sort of whatever. And their platform was, put the fluoride back in the water. I just thought, woo. I couldn't believe it. But then again, you know, we grow up brainwashed. We grow up brainwashed, unless you're really fortunate to have had parents that live out somewhere far away and they're wonderful and they know Yahweh and they read the Bible and, you know, you don't have a television. You know, throw out your television, folks. Throw it out. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. I'm, like I said, I threw mine out in 99 and I am so grateful. So fluoride, lead, there are these plastic things, phthalates. I'm not sure I can actually pronounce this correctly. And polybisphenols, it's in the plastic. I mean, these thyroid function, thyroid cancer, there's so many things that are being made and put in products, whether it's food, GMOs. Oh my goodness gracious. Started fighting GMOs long, long time ago, and all the pesticides and GMOs is just one. Cloforis. I mean, it's awful. If there's still a farmer around you, or you can grow your own clean food, by all means, do it. Flame retardants, lead, pesticides, plasticizers. They say that in everybody's body, there's like a credit card full of plastic. Even though you try to do what you can, I mean, it's everywhere. It's in the air. And I actually take the advice from Yahweh every single day. I actually put on, I mean, the Bible very speaks about it. It says, put on your helmet of salvation. You know, just, I do it in my mind, right? I mean, I use my hands and I go, I put on the helmet of salvation to protect myself from all this crap going on in the air. The breastplate of righteousness, my loins girt with truth, my shield of faith, my sword of the spirit, my shoes shod with the preparation of peace. I mean, really the only one that we can truly trust. I mean, I'm not even sure we can really trust ourselves necessarily all the time, but we can certainly trust the Creator, whose name is Yahweh. And if we confess our sins, and what is sin? Sin is not doing what He told us to do. Sin is the transgression of the Torah. It's transgression of, you know, the commandments. And I mean, there's a few more than just those 10, but they're so easy. Once you really grasp that He's your breath, He's the sound of your breath, and every word that comes out of your mouth is life and death, and you're responsible for it, and by every idle word will be judged. Everything we say, and think about everything we think. You know, if you think upon this, your same act is doing it. I mean, it's so incredible. But yet, He's so mighty and so powerful and made the universe and the multiverse and the entire, all the stars and all the, I mean, everything, thought it up, thought you up in your mother's womb. If you're here right now and you're cognizant, you're breathing, you have an opportunity of a lifetime to repent, get put on sackcloth, and say, I'm sorry for this nation. I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry for that I haven't really understood that your name is above every name, and your name is the sound of my breath, and your name is, oh, we have a caller. Your name is the sound of my heartbeat. We have a caller. Yes, bring him in.
Hi, do you read me?
I do.
Oh, hi, Sam. This is Chris Steiner, Clearwater, Pinellas County.
Oh, yeah. I think I know you.
You do. It's been years. Yeah, good to hear your
yeah.
voice. I knew you recognized your voice and when I tuned in. That's because I missed the very beginning of the show. Yeah, so I wanted to comment on the fluoridation.
Yes, and, yes.
Yeah, it's time with this new development with the federal court that ruled that water fluoridation poses a, quote, unreasonable risk, end quote, to children. That's the headline from the Fluoride Action Network, September 26, 2024, by Stuart Cooper, that we can take this astounding development to get back to the city councils and county commissions, especially here in Pinellas County, which is, you know, just across the bay from Tampa, by the way, for folks who don't know where it is, we're just ravaged by the hurricane. And so we have a lot of infrastructure, water that needs to be, water infrastructure that needs to be repaired. And we could cut. Last time I checked, we I think it was over $75,000 back 11 years ago when I last checked for water fluoridation. $75,000 per year we could save, devote that to more pressing needs like fixing our infrastructure.
Yes.
So it's time to get back to county commission and make this state this case, this new case against water fluoridation, thanks to that new development. And you know, back there in 2011, I was part of that effort to become the largest municipality in the southeastern U.S. to end water fluoridation, thanks to the county commission. But the reprieve that we had lasted about a year and a half. Because in 2013, despite a supermajority that was opposing water fluoridation, it was reinstated as a result of the votes that were needed by the two new commissioners you were mentioning, Charlie Justice and Janet Long, whose central plank of their campaigns was to bring water fluoridation back to a vote, as they did.
I couldn't believe it.
Forgetting that. Pardon me?
I couldn't believe it when they did that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. After the supermajority spoke, they didn't bother saying, well, that's a lot of contemplate. Let's reconsider this and hold off on the vote. No, they just voted and they left the room as fast as they could, despite all the outrage. So forgetting that massive supermajority opposing water fluoridation, we were able to fill the meeting room at least five times over with each batch of people who had addressed the commission having to leave the room to make room for the next batch, everyone is watching in the meeting downstairs. And for that, I give the most credit to Dennis Pavluk, who is a reporter at 970 AM WFLA. He was on my email list that also included the news outlets. So I'm trying to tell folks, you know, that want to get this ball rolling, let the local news outlets know. And what Dennis Pavluk did was interview me by phone the day before the vote, at which the water fluoridation was voted to be re-implemented. And the day of the vote, at every half-hour news break, the station played a different clip that was very fairly edited from our interview that was announcing that the commission meeting was taking place, the vote on water fluoridation, and despite the commission meeting having been in the middle of a weekday and the announcement on 970 AM WFLA was made the day of the vote. For the first time, we had not just a majority, but a supermajority opposing water fluoridation, indicating that most of the folks are both educated and motivated to take action if they're just informed of what's going on locally. And other than being able to persuade a city council or county commission to end water fluoridation, what we can do is form a political action committee, which can start out, one, by circulating petitions, and if successful at gaining enough qualified signatures, then two, place the petition initiative on the next ballot, and if that's successful, three, we can amend the city charter, county charter, or even a state constitution if it's a statewide initiative. Of course, because we can't expect the Constitution Revision Commission such as we have here in Florida, to take action, to, you know, propose an amendment. That's the only other way, other than a political action committee, to propose a state constitutional amendment. So through a political action committee, petition circulators are compensated for their hard work. And an initiative could be phrased to specifically prevent any and all forms of forced medication, not just fluoridation, water fluoridation. And we could also include so-called vaccinations. You know, Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org, who is featured in Hacking Democracy, the HBO documentary.
Yes.
Well, she helped in the effort in Marcos, Texas, through a political action committee to end water fluoridation in 2015. And, of course, bypassing the city council. And back in 2013, Portland, Oregon ended water fluoridation by the same process. I remember back on April 21st, 2016, when Bev Harris was on Power Hour with our dearly belated Joyce Riley, that she, when I called in, she told me that to discourage election rigging, because these are initiatives that would go up on an election, we need to document attempts at election rigging, not only with poll watchers, but also with central tabulator watchers. So the amendment process is rigorous, but if it's successful, it can overcome the control of the city council, the county commissions, and maybe even state legislatures. But the same rigorous process is required if for such an amendment to be repealed. So it could not be at the whim of legislators. So if we point out to the legislators that we can take away their control, it might motivate them to vote in accordance with the will of the people, lest their legislative power be made moot by political action committee.
Chris, is there a website where people can go to find out more information about what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Go to my website at theliberationstation.com and click on the blogs page. At the bottom is the water fluoridation blog. The article's at the top entitled Water Fluoridation, Forced Toxification Disguised as Forced Medication. Because as you were saying, that it's the phosphate mining's industrial waste.
Yes,
you can look
it
at
is.
The annual water quality analysis. Right. It says that here in Pinellas County and other municipalities, it says similar. But here in Pinellas County, it's called the Consumer Confidence Report on Water Quality. And it says for the likely source of contamination for fluoride is industrial discharge from fertilizer factories.
That's,
and of course, that means
That's so true. I'm so glad you called the Information Liberation Information Liberation Station. Say that one more time.
It's at theliberationstation.com, and the blog page, I have an article called...
Great. Theliberationstation.com.
Yeah, theliberationstation.com.
Thank you so much for your call, and thank you.
Could I also add...
Well, we only have a couple more minutes, and I want to make sure there's room for other speakers. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, just it's just we can put phosphate mining out of business with things like ionized water, because ionized minerals are the best absorbed, and you know, we're just using the phosphorus, nitrogen, and potassium, the PNK, those three numbers on the front of the fertilizer bags that allow most crops to grow, but they don't do very well. They have poor immunity, so that makes farmers think that they have to rely on pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. If we can boost their natural immunity of the plants with ionized water and organic composting, you know, just spray on, take a freshly ionized alkaline water, put it in a spray bottle, spray it on plants. They do so much better. Their immune systems are so much higher, so they have a lot fewer bug bites and much higher yields, much bigger growth. And this is one thing I want folks to know, how we can put these chemical fertilizer, industrial fertilizers with radioactive isotopes, put them out of business. And you know what that's called is forced growth, where they're using the phosphorus, nitrogen, potassium fertilizer, because they need all the minerals, and you can take a little bit of Himalayan salt, ionize that, and dissolve that in your water before you ionize it, and as I say, spray it on the plants, and the most powerful antioxidant that's in the ionized water too. So You can email me. Go through my website if you want more information on that. I haven't posted
great.
On that.
No, yet, it's so wonderful. I've got a compost pit myself. I'm totally against the fertilizer's got a compost pit myself. I get it. I understand exactly what you're saying. I thank you so much. The other thing we can do is get on our face, on our knees, and say, take out these wicked people in our commissions, and we've got a creator that has our back. If we cry out to him, if we are obedient, if we come with humility, and if we confess our sins as a nation, this thing can be stopped. All this stuff, all this evil can be stopped if we do that. Thank you very much for your fine phone call and for sharing that information.
And be healed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and we'll be healed. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, we are on the Power Hour. We got just a couple more minutes. I wanted to, bring up something else. He brought up some wonderful things. I mean, obviously, the chemicals they put in the soil, the PNK, the crops. There are so many things that we can do to help, heal our lands. I mean, we're made from the dust. We are soil. So if our soil is sick, people are going to be sick. And if they put stuff in the stuff that we are what we eat, we are what we breathe, we are what we speak, we are what we think. So we have a lot to do with healing our own beings and our own mind and our own heart and our own ways. And the only way we can really do that is to, figure out what are we doing wrong? Why is this nation so evil? What is going on? Why are there so many liars? Why are they allowing, 9 million people to come in, a lot of military men to come in to the country with nothing? They want to destroy America. It's obvious. So how do we fight? We fight spiritually. We fight spiritually. We cry out. We do not sin anymore. What is sin? We talked earlier. Is it smoking a cigarette? No, it's not necessarily good for you, but that's not sin. Sin is transgression of his law. His law says, don't lie. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. Don't covet. Remember me. Don't take my name for naught. And every time we use our mouth, which is his, our breath, which is his name, and we start speaking stuff, and we speak the names of the days of the week, we're taking his name for naught, actually. You might think that's silly, but I have found it to be true. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's absolutely astonishing. I wanted to mention this, all these illegal immigrants coming in, they have an app. You may already know this. It's a CBP1 app. You just get on your Obama phone and you apply for asylum or apply for legal status. And then commie opens the border and they don't have to wait 10 years. And there were, murderers and rapists, thousands actually, that came to the country. It just allows them to, they can actually reserve a time on this app to cross the border. It's like making a restaurant reservation. And there's another app that's going to be happening here pretty soon. It's the Army. You may remember in Afghanistan or Iraq where the Army had these digital cameras that they were taking everybody's iris scan. Gosh, when was that? 2002, 3, 4, 5? Well, anyway, the Army has been granted a technical letter worth $2 million to a Centralville, Virginia-based Parsons company. They want to acquire biometric, mobile, and static collection devices. It's called the Next Generation Biometrics Collection Capability. Now, will this be used to help, round up folks once your iris scan and your fingerprints and your gait, the way you walk, And they're just gonna round you up. Facial iris, voice biometrics, everything. They can just share it. They can do anything with it. So this is all very serious. This is what, you know, going on in the nation. Of course, Comey, I think there's a big fray going out there because Comey said she wouldn't do anything different other than Brandon did in the White House. But, you know, this whole thing, it's all such a ruse, really, when you think about it. She, it's kind of like a gimmick, you know. She's just like being played. She was like a chump, you know. And it's like a, I guess, worldwide wrestling or something. And you got Kami on one side who doesn't, poor thing. I mean, she just kind of an idiot. Doesn't know anything, and she sure wouldn't do anything different than Joey. So it's very sad, actually. Very, very sad what's happening in America. And we're in a spiritual battle, folks. We're in a spiritual battle. And even Obama went out the other day and he said, you know, if you're a black man and you're not voting for Comey, you know, he's pretty angry at you. While the homeless population reaches record levels under the Biden, Brandon Harris administration. Homelessness, huge, huge, huge. But how many homeless are in Palestine, in Gaza? How many homeless? How many dead? 120,000. How many dead are under the rubble? You've got a toilet today. You've got a shower. You've got bread. You've got hands. You've got feet. Have you got eyes? Have you got ears? Have you got a child that you're holding in your hand that's beautiful? They have children they're holding in their hands that are splattered with blood, arms missing, legs missing. Thousands of people under the rubble. 90,000 pounds of bombs supplied by the U.S. corporate state to destroy Gaza. Now they're starting with Lebanon. They go into Syria. These people are God's chosen people? I don't think so. I don't think so. America, get on your knees. Repent. Repent. Exodus 20 will tell you the Ten Commandments. Repent, America, now.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.